This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House Friday for his first visit from a foreign leader since taking office. At a joint news conference, the president said Tokyo and Washington must have a good partnership to ensure the Indo-Pacific region remains free and open.
We committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The meeting underscores Biden's emphasis on alliances to deal with an increasingly assertive China. Biden and Suga are also looking to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. Raul Castro said Friday he is resigning as the head of Cuba's Communist Party. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Raul Castro announced Friday he is resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party, ending more than six decades of his family's leadership. The 89-year-old Castro announced his retirement in a speech at the opening of the 8th Congress of the ruling party. Raul Castro succeeded his older brother Fidel as president in 2008 and then as head of the party in 2011. Fidel Castro, who died in 2016, led the revolution that drove out dictator Fulgencio Batista in 1959. Raul Castro did not say who he will endorse as first secretary of the Communist Party, but previously indicated he favors 69-year-old Miguel Díaz-Canel, who succeeded him as president in 2018. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.